Uriel stops at my table. Rick Lyle. At my nod, Uriel yanks out a chair and drops his ass on it. I'm Uriel Alexander. My friends call me Uri. You will too. A thick Scottish accent accompanies the order. Even dressed as oddly as he is, Uri probably has women falling at his feet the moment they hear that lulling brogue. His dark brooding looks likely help too. Hanging around Uri will improve my sex life. Uri it is. I pour the bourbon into the glasses and slide one to my new partner. Have a drink, then we can talk about the case. Uri glances from me to the bourbon. His eyes narrow. His lips press into a hard line. I'm on duty. He snatches my drink, dumps the bourbon back in the bottle, and smacks the heavy shot glass in front of me. So are you. Drinking is not allowed while on duty. I'd ask if he was serious, but the arrogant look on his face tells me he is. Great. I've been paired with the hard ass. We're in a bar. People drink in bars. If we don't, we'll stand out. Uri pours his drink into the bottle, then hands it over to a waiter who's passing by. Return this and bring us two sodas, please. I grab the edge of the table, instead of reaching for my new partner's neck. What the hell are you doing? Following the rules. Uri crosses his arms over his wide chest. You should try it. My nostrils flare. My wolf stirs, rising above the last of my buzz. The animal's low growl echoes in my head. It doesn't like being ordered around. In shifter hierarchy, I'm strong enough to be an alpha. That's partially why I walked away from pack life. As a lone wolf, I don't have to sit back and take shit from those I don't respect. Partner or not, Uri hasn't earned mine yet. There are two versions of the contract. One for men like us. One for everyone else. I pick my words carefully. The general populace doesn't know about our kind. Yet. I want to keep it that way. Rule number 8.7 of our contract is present in both versions. Would you like to refer to it? Uri swings his purse in front of him and digs out the largest smartphone on the market. I have it saved in email. I laugh, despite my annoyance. Either I haven't lost my buzz completely or I'm starting to like my new partner, if only for the entertainment value he provides. You know that's a woman's purse, right?